Harold Simmons was one of the wealthiest, most generous, and opinionated Republican donors in the country, according to NPR's Peter Overby. Overby's covered political power and money for years.
He played hardball.
They had personally raped, cut off ears, cut off heads.
The accusations that John Kerry made against the veterans who served in Vietnam was just devastating.
Randomly shot at
And, you know, you see it in the Swift Boat Veterans ad. You see it in 2008 when he was the main underwriter for an attack ad that tried to tie then-Senator Obama to the weather underground of the 1970s, you know, when President Obama was just starting school.
Overby says with the death of Simmons and of Houston home builder Bob Perry earlier this year, there's now a changing of the guard among top Texas campaign donors. He says the next generation may be more careful about what they say. Simmons once called President Obama the most dangerous man in America. SMU political scientist Cal Gilson expects the new guard of political donors will be equally generous.
There are legions standing in the wings willing to take their place. I think that conservative groups and the Republican Party in Texas and nationally will find willing donors among the Texas financial elite to step up.
Gilson bases that on history. In the early 20th century, he says Colonel Edward House from Houston helped fund Woodrow Wilson. Later in the century, the Hunts and Clint Murchison were among millionaire oil men who funded conservative Democrats when Democrats were the party in power in the Lone Star State.
There have been a phalanx of conservative donors from Texas for at least a century that have had an impact not just here in the state, but nationally on the nature of our politics.
Simmons not only left his mark in politics, but philanthropy. He also gave millions to hospitals, education programs, and scientific research. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.